Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It is great to have you here. December 10th, 2014. It's almost the end of the year. Oh, my God. Where'd it go? Where did it go? Oh, where did it go now? Let me tell you something. You better start making plans right now for what's going to happen, not just next year. How about next month? How about January 10th? What are you going to do in January 10th? Are you going to be on the treadmill because you ate a lot over the holidays? And you're looking at all these commercials. You know, 80% of GNC, General Nutrition Center's, advertising budget is spent between November and January because of all the overweight, out of shape, stressed out people in the holidays that do the same thing, man. Marketers are smart. They look at behavior all the time. They say, okay, well, we're coming up on the holidays. People are going to be overweight, out of shape, stressed out. They're going to have a lot of time to be in front of the television because they're probably using their vacation time. And they'll be watching our TV commercials, looking online, and we'll put those banners out there. Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling overweight, out of shape? And oh, the models come out now. The guys and girls got those six-pack abs. You'll be looking at them saying, I can do that. This is the year I'm doing it. And it's January. They know. They hit you when you're the most vulnerable. Why not just get started now? Why not? Why can't you work out in June? I don't understand. I mean, I'm the guy that swims upstream. I do everything opposite everybody else. I get more fired up to exercise in the summertime because it's 75 degrees out at 8 in the morning, and I love going for a run, working out outside. Why do I want to go run when it's snowing out and it's 20 degrees and my lips are about to break like a piece of plastic that's been stretched 75 times past its size? I mean, that's the time you want to get exercise in the summertime. But in the winter, you got to feel good, man. I don't know where you live, but I know the days are shorter. We're coming up on the shortest day of the year. It's December 10th in 11 days. We're going to have the least amount of sunlight here in the U.S. Alaska, I don't even know if the sun comes up. I don't even think it comes up in Alaska on December 21st. It's dark like the whole day. So what are you going to do? You're going to get all just miserable. You just crawl up and grab a blanket, the remote, Lifetime movie, Snickers bar, and just call it a day because it's the shortest day. There's no sunlight. Why don't you create your own sunlight? Why don't you create the sun in your life on that day and the day after and every day after that? You know, it's funny. I drive my girls to school every day, and I tease them about this. Like, hey, girls, when the sun's coming up, I'm like, hey, girls, we're getting one more minute of daylight this morning and one more minute in the afternoon. That's 2 minutes of sunlight we get today. Isn't that amazing? And I start saying that after December 21st. And then we count. It's like, Dad, I can see. And they're obviously highly impressionable. So I go, Dad, I can see it. It's so much brighter. And it's like that mindset, man. It's like, yeah, you can see it because you're now aware of it. Conversely, I'm like, hey, girls, we're losing a couple minutes of sunlight today. What are we going to do? We got to maximize the amount of time that we have fun today because, and it doesn't even matter. You know the beauty, and this is horrible, but as parents, when your kids are like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know how long you get away with it. I forgot. But when the sun goes down at 5 o'clock in the evening in the winter time, I'm talking the dead of winter, you're like, okay, guys, whoo, coming up on bedtime. It's so bad. When you got three kids and you're like, oh, my God, Ange, my wife, they're like, Ange, oh, my God, can we just steal an hour tonight and read a book or just veg out, watch TV? And we tell the kids, woo, it's late. It's dark outside. Instead of it being, you know, boy, it's got to be midnight. It's 6. You know, we had dinner at 4. And just horrible parents. You put your kids to bed. They get a great night's sleep, though, unless they get up at 2 in the morning and think, hey, wow, I've been asleep a long time. But then you lose that in the summer, right? When the sun doesn't ever go down. We live in Cincinnati, Ohio. We're pretty close to Central Standard Time. I mean, we're Southwest Ohio. We're 30 minutes from Indiana, where I live. So we're some like my sister will come visit from New York, and the sun doesn't go down until 10 o'clock in June, July, because it's like we're right there on the border. She's like, does this sun ever go down? Do you got any blackout shades or anything? I mean, it's 9:30 at night, and my room is completely bright. That's the downside. You got your kids up until, you know, 10 at night thinking it's still 5 o'clock. So anyway, little give and take, but psychologically, we get into a deep depression. I used to, when I was going to a job, think about this, though. I mean, think about what works on you. Right now, if you're listening to the podcast on your way to work and it's morning, chances are the sun's not up, you know? And the sun comes up maybe 7:30, 7:45 in the morning here, and it goes down at 5. Basically, if you're going to a job, you're leaving when it's dark out, and you're coming home when it's dark out, and the time that you really want to be out, when the sun's out, you're inside. Maybe you're in a cubicle, maybe you're in an office, maybe you're in a factory, and if you're not doing what it is you absolutely live for, wow, what a depressing state that is. On the next show, I'm going to read to you an email I got from a girl named Stephanie. I promised I would read this email. And she has great questions, but the subject of the email is, I'm quitting today. I can't believe it. And she sent this email when I was speaking in Palm Springs, and I told her I would definitely read it and answer the questions inside the email. But that was the way I felt this same time 10 years ago. I'm quitting. I'm done. Now, you know, a lot of people this time of year, again, this is a marketer's dream, whether it's a home business industry, whether it's weight loss. Most people make their life-changing decisions. I mean big decisions, not just I'm going to go on a diet. I mean quit my job and do different things with my life right around this time. And I think a lot of it that works on us is the holidays. We wax, you know, nostalgic because we get to see our family a lot more this time of year. And we think, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we got to do this all the time? We don't. We probably take a couple weeks vacation or at least a week vacation over the holidays. And we think, wow. What if every day was a vacation? What if I could just wake up and it could be like this every day? So we start making these life-changing decisions because we get a little taste of the apple. You know, I did. Do you do that? You get a little taste of the apple around the holidays, what it's like to spend time with family, what it's like to have just time off, man. And we make these decisions. And I remember, man, I literally would cry myself to sleep when I had kids thinking this sucks, not having kids, but not being able to see my kids, going to the office. And 2004, it was the worst. It had hit the worst part because our largest client, we were not having a very good sales campaign at all. We were working our ass off, man. I mean, we were busting it in sales and we just weren't seeing the results. And our boss and our largest client who thought he was our boss and treated us like he was our boss and basically ordered us around like he thought he was our boss would say, hey, you guys going to come in Christmas Eve, day after Christmas, you know, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me, man? I mean, I get 3-4 weeks vacation, maybe even 5. I can't even remember between sick days and floating holidays and vacation day. I got a lot of time off. I know I didn't use. And I'm like, can I just take a week off at Christmas without anybody asking me, questioning, you know, are you committed? Are you committed to the call? I'm like, yeah, I'm committed. You know what? You ought to be committed to an insane asylum for thinking that I'm going to come in and not spend time with my kids. I mean, my kids are under the age of 3 years old. What do you want me to do? How about I just fall on the sword? How about I just do the honorable thing like they did in Japan and just put a knife in my gut, man, and call it a life? I mean, seriously. This is why we get all riled up. We get all emotional over the holidays because we realize you're sending out Christmas cards, right? Or a holiday greeting. I know some people don't celebrate Christmas that listen to the show, but let's just say a holiday greeting, all right? Do you send a photo of your bank account? Do you send a photo of your car? Do you send a photo of your stupid parking spot because you got employee of the month at your job? No, man. You send out photos of the people that matter to you, your family. Sure as hell isn't your boss. You know, and yet that's why this pulls at our heartstrings, man. This is why we get emotional. This is why I'm emotional right now because I'm looking at Stephanie's email I'm going to read on the next show here, and I'm getting emotional thinking this is where I was 10 freaking years ago. And I made the decision to quit a few months after that, and it was humiliating because I lost everything I had, and everybody watched me lose. It's like being on a reality show, and everybody's watching you flame out. You know, it sucked, but I'll tell you what, now it doesn't suck, but you got to pay the price. You got to pay the price, and freedom isn't free, and you got to understand, if you want to have that lifestyle, don't get caught up in the push-button profits and don't get caught up in 90 days to be a millionaire and all that stuff. Get caught up in your dream. Like I talked about on yesterday's show, you lost your car keys, you never stopped looking for them. You lose your dream, you never stop looking for it. Get after it. Get excited, get angry, get emotional, get all of those things, but get going. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.